Blog Talk Radio.
Sins as far from the
east to the west from us and put them in the sea of forgetfulness to never be remembered against us again. So I just thank God for that. And I've got a couple nieces here. I've got one that's standing up here, 8 years old. She's wanting to sing a song, so I'm going to let her sing at this time. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate that. That was Stephanie singing that song, Nothing But Grace. You know, that's the only thing that's going to get us in is nothing but grace. It's the grace of God that we're saved and that we're on our way to heaven tonight. And I just praise God for it now. Betty, she's going to tell us the scripture here.
My name is Betty. And I'm going to read a verse, Proverbs 14:5. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will otherwise.
Amen. Praise God. That's good. You know, that's the truth, and that's the word. A false witness will utter lies. And, you know, praise God, it's sad to say that they will, but, you know, God is still God, and all they've got to do, if they tell a lie, is go back to the Lord and say, Lord, just forgive me of my sins, and I've sinned against thee, and the Lord will forgive you of your sins, and he'll wipe them away. And so, but God don't want us to sin. He tells us in 1 John over there, He said, I write unto you, little children, that you sin not. But if you do sin, then you have an advocate with the Father and His Son. His blood will cleanse you from all sin. So, you know, that's what it's all about. So, I've got another scripture here I want us to read. This is Ephesians 1:7. It says, in whom we have redemption through this blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And you know, I just like what she was singing about there a while ago was about grace. You know, I tell you what, without grace, there won't be no way to get into the kingdom of God. We've got to have the grace of God to forgive us of our sins and to wipe away our sins to make sure that we'll get into the kingdom of God. So let's look here in Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, before, praise God, hallelujah, before that we made our sins mentioned to the Lord, the Word said that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And, you know, but we've, when we come to Him and say, Lord, I know and I realize that I've sinned, praise God, He will forgive us of them. And like I said there a while ago, He'll put them in a sea of forgetful, and they'll never be remembered against us. You know, that's what it's going to take today is people realizing that they need to get their sins under the blood. And if they get them under the blood, then praise God, they'll be all right. And they'll keep them under the blood. You know, we've got to keep them under the blood. Actually, once get them under the blood, we've got to keep them there. Now, the only way we're going to do that is to keep confessing to Him and keep talking to Him. You know, Paul said he had to die out daily to the sins of the world. Paul, a man of God, after he got his heart right with the Lord on the road to Damascus there, he was a man that wrote more of the New Testament than any other one of the prophets. But he still realized that he had to die out daily to the sins of this world, and he had to confess his faults every day to the Lord. And, you know, that's what we've got to do if we want to make heaven our home. We've got to call up on Him and say, Lord, I want You to forgive me of my sins. Praise God, and we'll confess them to Him. He will forgive us of them. But if we don't confess them, He won't forgive us of them. And our sins will separate us from the love of God. Our sins will destroy us and take us to a devil's hell, a war that will burn throughout eternity. But I tell you, it's a crying shame that people will miss heaven just because of the sins, because the devil will lie to them and tell them what good they are and how good they are, and they don't have to confess their sins, that they're doing all right. But praise God, my friend, I'm going to tell you, if you're a sinner and you got sin in your life, you need to get it out. You need to confess Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You need to make heaven your home, because I don't want to see nobody die and go to a devil's hell to burn throughout eternity. The book of Revelation, I believe it is, it says the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. And that's talking about a person that has died without God. They go there, intruder. They go there just because they refuse to confess their sins to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive them. My friend, I tell you, it's something to think about today. You need to get all your sins under the blood. Now, let's look into John 5 and 28. Here it says, marvel not that this, for the hour is come in the which all that are in the grace shall hear His voice. You know, praise God, we can hear of the voice of the Lord, and you know, we can hear Him calling unto us and telling us to repent and to get our hearts right with God. And if we don't do that, then we're going to miss heaven and make hell our destination. And that's going to be a terrible place, my friend, to go to. Acts 3 and 19, it says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You know, God wants us to blot out our sins. And the way that we're going to blot our sins out, that is to confess them to the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins. You know, it's a crying shame that people will not confess and will not ask the Lord to forgive them of their sins and not come into their life. You know, right here in Psalms 3 and 8, salvation belongs unto the Lord. Thy blessings is upon thy people, Shalom. You know, it's a blessing upon the people today is to confess their sins to the Lord and get their sins under the blood and to call upon Him and say, Lord, I want you to forgive me of my sins and let the Lord forgive you. Praise God. He's willing to forgive you of your sins if you're willing to confess them to Him. You know, today I want to say if you want to call in, if you're out there and you need prayer for anything, well, we want you to call in. We want to pray for you. Just call in on 310-742-1759. Just call in and we'll take the needs to the Lord and pray for them and believe God for you that you can get your sins under the blood. And if you need healing, why, we want to pray for your healing. We want to pray for whatever kind of a need that you have. You know, I believe God is a God that's able to answer your need. I believe He's a God that wants to answer your need and will touch you and that will heal you and make you whole. And I believe He's a God, and I know that He's a God that died on the cross that we could have our sins earned the blood, that we could have eternal life. And it's important tonight that you, if you don't got your sins earned the blood, that you call upon His name. You don't have to call into me. You don't have to confess nothing to me. But all you've got to do is to confess to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And He will forgive you of your sins. He will take care of it. He will put your sins as far from the east to the west from you. And praise God, I'll never remember them against you again. And I tell you what, that'd be important to me to know that my sins are never to be remembered against me. Praise God, I know that in time that I've sinned and I've confessed them to the Lord and He's forgiven me of them. And praise God, He'll forgive you of yours if you'll just only confess them to Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look now into Romans 6 and 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that for the wages of sin is death. But praise God, we can have life tonight through God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All we've got to do is, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, that's all we've got to do is just confess Him and believe Him and ask Him to come into our life. And praise God, and when He comes into our life, then we'll know that we've been changed. Paul said, behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, that, hallelujah, that all my old ways and all my old sins are passed away. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you can be the same way. You can be a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the only way that you're going to be, that is to confess your sins to the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive you and to touch your heart and to touch your mind and to help you, praise God, to be a new person, to be a whole person. Hallelujah. Now let's look into Titus 3 and 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that it's not nothing that I've done, but it's all through Jesus Christ. It's all because I confessed my sins to Him one time, and He heard me, and He forgave me of my sins, And praise God, he wants to do the same thing for you. He wants to forgive you of your sins. He wants to cleanse you. Praise God, and give you a new life and a new a desire to serve him. Praise God. 740, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Pastor Mike of Ohio.
Oh, praise the Lord, Pastor. We're glad to have you call in.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at scripture here in 1 John 1 and 10, Brother Yearwood. It says, if we say that we have not sinned, we have made him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Amen.
So if we ask God to forgive us of our sins, he'll forgive us. If we say we have not sinned, then we made him his word a liar. Because we all have sinned and come short of God's glory. But if we accept him, come to him, he's willing to forgive us of our sins.
Amen.
And Jesus tells us, if we come to him, he would no wise cast us out, because he wish above all that we come to repentance. It's not his will that we should perish, but all that should come to repentance. And then, you know, we know the scripture in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, you think about those, that is very familiar scripture that everyone looks at, reads, but it is very important scripture. You look at that, you know that Jesus loved us so much, that God loved us so much that he sent his son, that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen. Go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Go ahead. Okay. In Romans it tells us that, said, but God commended that his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, I'm glad to know that Jesus died for us, shed his precious blood on the tree, on the cross, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. It's just as easy and simple, Brother Yearwood, if we just say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. And you know he'll forgive us and cleanse us and make us whole.
Yes, you said,
well, you don't know what I've done. Well, it doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus will forgive you of all of your sins and cleanse you, make you white as snow. Just clean your slate clean.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, he will. And I tell you what, God is ready at any time that we call upon the name of Jesus. He's ready to forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. And I was just looking here in Acts 4 and 12. It says, praise the Lord. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know, I tell you what, there's no other name under heaven besides the name of Jesus Christ given whereby that we can be saved. And we got to call upon his name if we want to be saved. And, you know, I tell you, it's a shame that people is passing by the so great a plan of salvation, and so simple, all they got to do is just say, Jesus, here I am. I want you to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me and believe it and confess it. You know, Romans 10, I believe, over there, and 8 and 9, it says if they believe in their heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, with a heart believeth, mouth confession, that righteous made unto salvation. You know, that's just as plain as it can be. If anybody will believe that and confess that, and believe it in their heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, with a heart believing, mouth of confession. You know, that's a public confession.
Right,
and
amen.
Stand on that, you know, that God has forgiven them of their sins. They've been forgiven. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, you said if we just admit that we are a sinner and be willing to turn from our sins, that means to turn away and repent and turn away from the things that you're doing. And and believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And through prayer, you invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. He'll become your personal Savior, and you'll have a personal relationship with Him.
Yeah.
And the Bible said in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation."
Amen.
And the 13th verse says this, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
423, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Okay, this is Buck Teddy's. I'm a little late, but I thought I'd call in and say God bless everybody's listening, and hopefully there'll be something good come out if somebody gets saved on account of that's what it's all about. That's the greatest miracle there was. Someone accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. He bled and died, shed his precious blood, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So,
amen.
We'll get off and listen to someone else, and y'all have a good one, and we'll talk at you later. God bless all of you.
Okay, God bless you, Brother Bobby. We're glad you called in there.
Yes,
well, amen. Yeah, I just about missed it.
Go ahead, Brother Bobby. Say something, brother. Go ahead and say whatever you feel the Lord gives you to say, brother.
Well, the Lord
it's not
is
my
sure.
program, but
it's
I mean, I'm sure Brother Yearwood don't care.
Amen. No,
well,
I don't go ahead.
He saved me 50 years ago, and I've never looked back. I've never regretted a minute of it. I've let him down a lot of times, but he never let me down. And he's always been there. And we can't fathom that love he has for us. I can't. I love my children, love my boys, give anything, my life for them. But that love that he died, that said he died a cursed death for us. Said it's a curse for a man to die on a tree. And that's the death that Jesus died for us, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And it is not for me only, but it's for whosoever will. And I can't understand that, because why people want to go to hell, I don't know, when all they have to do is accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they could go to heaven where there'd be no more sin, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death, no more diseases, cancer, arthritis, heart trouble, nothing. And why I don't want to go to him. I don't know. But I'm going. I made up my mind 50 years ago. I'm going. And I believe that Jesus is on the threshold right now, waiting on God to tell him to go get the church. And it ain't that wood and brick. It's the people that's been saved, watching and waiting and praying.
Yes.
Well, I get
see, John 14:6, brother, says, it said, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he said, "No man can come to the Father but by me." And it's by grace, amen, by grace you are saved through faith. Well, it's not of ourselves, brother. It's not of ourselves, but it's a gift of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's exactly
glory
right.
Glory to God.
Lord. Well, you go ahead, brother, hear what I'll just hush now. Listen.
You're doing good, brother. Bless your heart. Got me excited, Jerry.
Hey, brother. We ain't got but about one more minute left, so if there's anybody out there want prayer or want to call in, well, go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll pray with you and believe God with you.
Amen.
So, even after the show, if you'll give us a call on 423-545-3003, we'll pray with you and pray for you and believe God to save you. That's what
Amen.
It's all about, is salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
We're just running out of time here, so we're glad that everybody called in. Call in next week and be with us, and we'll have a different subject for next week, and don't know exactly what it'll be right yet, but it'll be a subject come out of the King James Version Bible. So they're saying we got 10 seconds left, so God bless you, and we love you, and we'll talk to you next week.
God bless you.
Bless you, brother.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye.